Hello?
Oh, hi, Maria. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I was just following up. We're still having trouble processing the $49 payment for the website hosting for the tree doctor.
Yes, I was going to... Something happened, I don't remember, but I totally lost my car.
Oh, no.
I have to wait until I receive the new one.
Okay. When do you think that'll be?
Let me see. When they ordered 2 days ago, so they said 7 days.
Okay. I'll follow up with you next week then, okay?
Yeah, but good thing you called me regarding my husband's company, Bobless Tree Service.
Yes.
Supposedly that domain was being paid also $49 a month, but I don't see his website on the internet.
What's the phone number for his business? I'll look it up.
203-648-5622.
Okay. 203-648-5622. Let's see here.
I only have, Miha, make a copy of this because I don't have my card.
Okay.
I lost it, so this is the only thing that I have.
So, Maria, his site is still up, and he is on the $49 monthly. It's roblespavingtreeservice.com.
No, let's go, yes. But I don't see it. I look it up. I couldn't see it.
Oh. Do you want me to text it to you?
And also, it's not paving. It's Robles Tree Service.
Yeah, so we have it under RoblesPavingTreeService.com. It could be that when we set you up that RoblesTreeService.com was not available, so they probably went over whatever the available options were, and then, you know, you guys got this site.
He changed the business name, but then he decided not to again, so probably that's the problem. But he's keeping the same old name, the Robles Tree Service. And the domain was RoblesTreeServiceLLC.com, I think. Let's go.
All I see is this one. I don't know the prior history on the account, but what I can do if he changed the business name is I can send the message over to customer support, and then someone can call you and go over the revisions for the keyword, but also to see which available domains there are. If you want to get rid of RoblesPavingTreeService.com, they can tell you which ones are available.
But who changed it? Because we didn't change it.
We didn't change it either. You guys have been with us for 5 months, and this is the website that's attached to everything. It's on Google, it's on Bing, it's on City Search, City Square, actually 48 different directories. All of the programming that we've done has always been for RoblesPavingTreeService.com.
I don't know. The Robles Tree Service is being longer. The company paving is like changed for like 3 months or something like that.
Let me go back and see all the way to the beginning of your account and see if there's some insight. 1 second here.
Yes. Sí. Siéntate, Gabriel. Siéntate. Ay, Dios mío. Lo peor andar sin... sin...
So, it says here in the notes that when you signed up with us, that you guys had requested to use your own domain, which was robolstreeservice.com, but we were never provided the username and the password to get into that domain, which is why we purchased the alternate domain of RoblesPavingTreeService.com. So what I would do, Maria, is check with whoever you had that domain with before and see if you can, you know, still get it. Maybe, you know, the payment didn't go through on it or something, and maybe, you know, they released it. Because right now it's a GoDaddy site, and it's saying that that domain is for sale. So I think maybe somewhere along the line they ended up, you know, taking that domain from you guys and putting it back up on the market. But yeah, it says here that when you signed up with us back in April of 2021, that you were requesting us to build the site on that domain, but we need the username, the password, who it's by, and that information wasn't provided. That's why we use this domain.
No, that's all incorrect. When I talked to the whoever helped me at the time, the company was is the person you guys helped me out with the RoblesLLC.com. That was the only available.
Well, I don't know.
And then the paving, we never called in to do the changes on it.
Yeah, all I can do is send a message to customer support because I don't handle the websites or anything like that. But I'll definitely have them call you, and then they can see what options are available, and they can get you a new domain, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So when I put the message over there, they will call you within one business day. If you want to get through sooner, you could call the same number that you have on the notifications talking about the payment. And then rather than putting 777, just hit option 1, and then anybody that answers the phone can help you. But I will send the message out, and if they don't call you today, they'll call you no later than Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Great. And have a nice weekend, too, in the meantime.
Right. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.